The number 6 Warhawk football team's winning streak is now at 13 dating back to last season, thanks to a dominant 44-7 homecoming victory against UW-River Falls October 20th. The howling 25-mile-per-hour wind gusts at Perkins Stadium made it more difficult than usual for both squads. Coming into the game, head coach Kevin Bullis noted the team's game plan, realizing the wind would be a factor.
Only a handful of times in my career can I remember that we went into a game saying we want the wind. And so we went into the game saying, no, we're gonna take the wind, which most people either take the ball or defer.
The wind did not stop the Warhawks, who managed to put up at least 40 points for the third time this season. Whitewater's first scoring play featured a 26-yard touchdown run early in the first quarter by senior quarterback Cole Wilbur, his third rushing touchdown as a Warhawk. The score came after Owen Schommert's punt traveled just 13 yards to the River Falls' 39-yard line because of the wind gusts. Wilbur ended up throwing 2 touchdown passes to finish his day with 3 total. The Warhawk defense, in addition, caught 3 interceptions, giving them solid field position for most of the game. Wilbur said that it is no excuse if the Warhawks do not score on a short field.
It's all about momentum, so when they give us the ball at 50 yards, we got to score, and that just keeps it motivation. And then just get the ball in playmakers' hands, and they can do something. So
Whitewater will next travel to UW-Stout with 3 regular season games remaining on the schedule. The Warhawks last year shut out the Blue Devils at home 14-0. For Webhawk News in Whitewater, I'm Tyler Jobe, signing out.